Okay. Reveal something. And then we'll put this thing up. I learned from a journalist friend that bad news sell the best, you know, disasters and shocks and see, they always use those words on the billboards. Big. It's human psychology, right? And they write and do what sells best. So that's a certain risk that I just read billboards today. Because I heard that Putin and Trump's gonna have a meeting, and I thought, well, they seem to be positive, slightly optimistic. But here today in the Swedish, what is it, Friday 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, something, October 25th. I read Putin's fear of the meeting. It can lead to a complete disaster. Nothing more. That's all it says there on the front page. And you know, I see someone there sitting writing these big characters, you know. What are we gonna do today? Who needs some disaster? Let's put it that way. And how they made drill it into the minds of people and create a kind of collective consciousness expecting disaster. And I mean, when you expect something, and well, you know, wish fulfilling things, but also fear fulfilling things. So this is, well, there's some behind the screen trying to instill that fear and that anticipation, if that's the word, of disaster. If so, I think that should be questioned, and we should look at these stupid journalists and these media outlets and question them. It's time, you know. It's not that newspapers and the television stations and so on are just giving us the truth and nothing but the truth and objective truth and all of that. We have to get used to the fact that they are now controlled by business interests and all kinds of interests, this, that direction, which is definitely not always our interest.